Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This message has been approved by the royal family.
This broadcast is a mystically woven figment in a series of instructional presentations on initiating the dungeon-based economic cycle. This presentation is titled An Introduction to Dungeon Design. Accompanying this broadcast is the designated dungeon design document describing monster domiciles, or... bloody hell. MD. Once you have decided upon your location and monster of choice, a number of design decisions have already been made for you. It is important to perform deep study into the nature of your preferred monster, so that you may craft a dungeon of appropriate scale and function. Here are five questions you should ask yourself regarding your chosen monster. 1. How large is the creature? The size of the creature will affect everything from the dimensions of doorways, widths of corridors, and the size of living spaces. A dragon will struggle to fit inside a kobold tunnel network, and the kobold will feel insecure in caverns that could allow larger, more powerful creatures to prey on them. B. Is your chosen creature solitary or communal? The social structure of the monster is highly important. Do they live in large conurbations, such as goblins or lizardmen? Tight family groups like the badger? Or are they solitary like trolls? Larger groups require a few large spaces for congregation and primitive rituals, but are also smaller living spaces, all connected together. At the other end of this spectrum, solitary creatures will require one or two spaces. I. How sanitary is your creature? Some creatures require the proper facilities before they will move into a space, almost like they're people. Kobolds, for example, are notoriously clean. Their lairs are spotless, and they spend a great deal of time polishing one another's scales. As such, they require an obvious spot that is away, but not too far, from the living areas to use as lavatories. On the other hand, this is less important for goblins, as they are notoriously covered in their own... Number four. Does the creature levitate? Levitating creatures do not navigate in the same way as land-bound beings, or even creatures of flight. Beings of levitation can navigate structures and tunnels that are vertical, as though it were a normal hallway to your eye. For an example of levitating beings, see the entry for the Beholder Badger in Her Majesty's Monster Classification Guidance Document concerning the Standard Monster Classification System. Again? Kuduxabmuxus. V? V. Will your creature attract minions? More powerful monsters will also have a number of other monsters in servitude, either through financial agreement, reverence, coercion, telepathic manipulation, administrative error, and or contractual blood debt. Should you be designing a dungeon for such a monster, it is important to include additional facilities for their employees, much like an architect would design a manor for the head of the household, family, and servants. All these aspects must be considered together when establishing the layout and features within your dungeon. Getting one of these aspects wrong could lead to an unoccupied dungeon, or one containing monsters for which you have not prepared adequate procedures in your monster management plan, or... MP, which will be the subject of future broadcast.
Whoops!
It is vitally important that your dungeon design avoids the following layout and features. A circular rune of impossible proportions, made of spiraling passageways which are sloped upwards yet lead downwards. Downwards deep into the earth. Deep towards the hard fires of this world. Deep into the minds of man. Deep into your fears. Deep. 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 Culminating in a spherical chamber which somehow has corners. Contradictions to make your eyes bleed. Each line follows a different path. You can look from any direction, the shape always the same. This is the symbol of him. Earth and they. The symbol of Zardos. Issuer pronouns.
Happy dungeon designing. This mystically woven figment was delivered through the Telepathic Broadcasting Service. It was written by Cameron Clare and performed by Roger Best, with Beth Crane as the Royal Seal. It was created and produced by David Devereux, with production coordination by David Pello, and is presented by Tin Can Audio.
Thank you for listening to the Dungeon Economic Model. If you'd like to help us make more, or alternatively, you're a generous benefactor and you'd like to turn us into gentlemen, head on over to tincanaudio.bandcamp.com and purchase a season pass for £3 or more. You'll get the entire series straight away, instead of having to wait for new episodes every week, because apparently patience is no longer a virtue. Purchasing a season pass is a great way to support the show and help all that we do here at Tin Can Audio. I'm not going to try this week. Thank you very much for listening, and we hope you continue to enjoy, or at the very least tolerate, the Dungeon Economic Model. Thank you. Before we get into the episode today, I want to give a quick shout out to Twin Strangers Productions and their sci-fi horror adventure audio drama, Syntax, the fourth season of which is coming soon. Syntax is a fantastic show that smashes together science fiction, cryptids, speculative biology, and my personal favourite, linguistics. It follows the story of Silas as he works to translate an ancient text, hoping to find clues that will help his team of six understand the mystery of the breaches. If you enjoy Annihilation, as in the book, not the concept in general, or the Stargate TV series, I think you'll really love this story. Season 4 of Syntax is releasing in April 2024, making it the perfect time to start listening. Syntax is streaming now on all major podcast platforms. Visit syntaxpodcast.com, that's Syntax Podcast, all one word, for more information. Know the depths. Wish for more.